We get the current daf and suck this chulin daf. Hey, you begin on a base, you're going to test begin to the Gemara. Me ama aretz, that's where we learn out that prat la mumma. That even if a person is mummer just to one iser, so he can't bring a carbon. And that's the Gemara's question is about saying, wait a second, you're saying that even if it's a mummer to yichel, we can't bring a carbon adam, so you see that he one avera, you don't receive a carbon for any avera. That's what it sounds like, which takes us to him. It's a wonder because wait a second, the mic come out. So what's the Gemara saying? That it's asking a question. What do we really learn it out from over here? What do you mean? But mahasam nafka, we learned it out from over there. That's what the Gemara is asking. That you're saying you learn from Mikam, takes good amumer, but here we see learning from ama aretz. So it's Tosha Adra, but to the contrary, Hach Pliga, it's actually coming to disagree. You see, that Philemum Ledobe Echad, Kamer Tanak, Kamer Tanak, I'm saying the Imakam that you don't receive. To make meaning, because that's what explained, the Pligi Ba'ichel Chalev, they disagree when someone eats forbidden fats, Vevish Carbon Al Adam, and they're separating a carbon for blood, and that we're saying that, that's what we're saying. So what are you saying? The Tanakam is disagreeing. Previously, you were machsher, and here we're saying that he's saying that it's possible. And it's pushing it to say the program Reb Shimon that was saying, oh, Reb Shimon is the one who disagrees, and he actually holds that it's just like the previous brisa, that it is going to be valid. Seemingly, that's who it would be from. So it says that's a deichik because we wouldn't ask from a das yachid. So my father Rabbi Tam explains like this. The mumma lechel chaylev, what does it mean that he's a mumma to eat chaylev? The mumma lechel Torah. It's actually someone who's a mumma for the entire Torah. Chutz mi dam, except for blood, which is what he actually did. Kedashkan, like we find, shekol kol chatoz b'chal chatzas chaylev, we find that all the chatoz are included in this term chatzas chaylev, chatzas for forbidden fats, perkam the menachas of vav menav, perkam maybe it's said that vav menav, to amad, the Gemara tells, bedin, the Allah shabish shetei chatzas chaylev to nesachim. That a chatzas for forbidden fats should require nesachim, which that doesn't mean just chaylev, it means any regular chatzas should need nesachim. Oh, v'hashta kamash, that's what the Gemara is saying, l'tana kama, according to Tana kama, k'shu mumu l'chol ter, kula, when he's mumu, the entire Torah, chutz midam except for blood, that's where any maybe carbon al-adam, that's where he doesn't bring a carbon for blood. But, and l'b'shimin maybe, according to b'shimin, yeah, you would still bring, k'yim t'rusha m'yudayasa midam, because ultimately, even though that's the one thing, that he wouldn't do, he would do tshuva. Mumu d've echa, but that's what he's saying, but if mumu really just for one thing, divya kol maybe, according to everyone, you would bring. Well, that is like that, and then where do you know that from Am Aretz? Well, that's exactly like what the previous Brisa had taught from Mikem, and that's what the Gemara is asking that seems to be the same thing that that there's no difference to Tanei Kama on the previous Brisa, and the Gemara is asking that Talocha that learned from the Brisa Mikem is learning out from the same thing from Me'ama Oretz that because the previous Brisa said that when it's a Mumla Dover Echad that would be okay. He was also saying Mumla Dover Echad would be okay. But like Yisham, another part you can say is the Davka Bechela B'dam Pligi that actually actually it's specifically this case of Chelim and Dam that with Machligis Tanoim Levishim Shavin because they're the same Shish Karis Bishneim. They both have karas, loyal and gavoya, and they're both things that are generally put on the mizbeach. And then b'lav echad, actually said in one negative prohibition of the Torah, it says kol chelu b'chol dam leisei chelu. Ah, so tanikam mechash v'leimum leisei davar. So tanikam actually considers, although it's two different things, dam and chelu actually considered as like the same iser. Ukelu mum ledam atzmai, and therefore, even though he actually does not eat dam and he actually generally eats chelu, it's like he would eat dam. And if Ve'ein Manich B'Shvil Isser, so he would leave the Isser. No, that's El B'Shvil Meshum Denav Shekatz Alechad Dam. It's only because he's disgusted. But it's considered as if he's a mummer for Dam itself. Oh, so that's why we're saying that he's excluded. A mummer Echad Meshar Yisurim, but if he's a mummer just for some other random one Isser, yeah, Pshit maybe Karmel Adam. It's obvious they would bring a carbon for blood. Oh, that's like the exact same thing as the previous Brisa, which said we learned from Mikem, and that's the Gemara's question. No, maybe coming out down because ultimately it's not the same thing. It's considered as two different isurim.
The next test master begins the word the Gemara. if someone does not repent with his consciousness, so he can't bring a carbon for his error because he anyways would have done it. Tosfos says, Taman, it's a wonder. Why do you need a pasuk lamai to exclude le'inisha mediyasai? That he wouldn't repent had he known. But Eimid Bidisha, and he would remain with his wickedness. There's a pasuk, Zebuch Hashem to Eibid, the sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination. How would you ever entertain to say that he could bring it? We needed lehech the chaz b'tshuva achakach. He subsequently did tshuva, but at the time that he ate lahay yisham mediyase, he wouldn't have repented then. That's the chiddush that we need to say. Even though he did tshuva, but he wouldn't have done it then. That's not going to be acceptable. So it's not going to be right now. Zevach Rishon. Next, this master begins the words of the Gemara. They voted and they said that the shechita of a kuti is forbidden. So, Pish B'Kuntras, Rashi explains, which Rimulil is this? It's Benoi Shabbi Yehuda Hanasi, Shaya Achren, which he was the later Rimulil, after Rebbe went and was Masad Mishnais. And V'chei Mashma Gitzas, that's what it sounds like a little bit, the Kom B'Samach, the Gemara shortly tells us that Rimulil, Abiz Dinoi, Krimeis Rile, Hose Grimeir. We had the Chayesh Lemiyuta that he's concerned for a minority. Mash Moshe Rimulil Achren. Sounds like this is the later Rimulil Shoya Achren Meir that was after a man. He's like Rimeir who came before. Not like the earlier Rimulil who was before a Meir. Now, Miyu Kasha, what's difficult is, if that's the case, how little Lefrusha behead you? So then it should have said explicitly in the Gemara, Rimulil Benoy Shabuyuda Hanasi. And not just said Rimulil. Gendam Mesech Tzavah, like learn Ovis in the second paragraph, Rimulil, it says Benoy Shabuyuda Hanasi. Or he says, Yavatam Aterim Derech Eretz. It's good not just to learn, but also learn and also have the proper social conduct. So why did just say Rimulil? Vaitim, another wonder is because the Gazer Meir Al Stam Yenim. Rimeir, who was earlier than the later Gamaliel, his gezeirah was on general wine, and v'legazal shechita d'oraisa, and he did not make a gezeirah on the shechita of a kuti, even though that's a biblical halacha. So what's difficult is that he's being machmer on stam yenim of kutim, which is, that's what it is. It's only midrabon forbidden. And according to Rashi, the shechita of a kuti is deraisa. So it's not logical that if he came first, that he's making an isra on something that's less, and he wasn't making zera on this thing that is more severe. So it says, aval im rimlil the yavna, but if it's rimlil, the early rimlil, that of yavna, then nicha, then that makes sense. Because, yeah, so first came rimlil, who he said the thing that's the raisa they made forbidden, and then subsequently Rameir, who said even by the yain. Now, but says Taisus, v'hod the kamar, but there still seems to be a problem, because then what are you saying that Rameir svilahu? If you're saying that Rameir came first, no, that means mishum Rameir svilahu chebehadya, because it's only because Rameir was explicit. But yeah, Rimulil came first. We're just saying that's like Rameir who explicitly says this prohibition. Avakasha, what's difficult is Dimkain. If that's the case, so what are you saying? So you're saying that this is Rimulil of Yavna. So Sav Rimulil of Yavna. So you're telling Rimulil of Yavna holds the Kutim Geri Emesen. That the Kutim were true converts. And the way you know this, because Kibin Shchitas and Havishar Koyd Migzer, you're saying, oh, this was a Gezerah. That means to say before the Gezerah, that means the slaughtering was okay. Which obviously means they were true converts. Problem is the Bereish Hadar, in the beginning of Perek Hadar, in the Erevin of Samachavim, based on the Mishnah teaches, Hadar Moed B'Kochavim, someone lives with non-Jews, meaning with idol worshippers, or Yemisha in the Moed B'Erev, or whoever doesn't agree to the halachic principle of an Erev. So Hareza Aser, so, and so then they would be forbidden to carry in such a chatzah. Pirush ein amoid be'erev. So who is this that we're saying that means that it doesn't agree to the erev? So hain the kuti. That's the kuti. Could the amid perk become arvan like the Gemara says within the Laman Avam and Beis or Blazer from Yaakov? It says that sheir shnei Yisrael oisim zel zeh. Until you have, he says if you have one Yisrael living with a guy, that's not a problem. Until you have two Jews and the guy, then the mix of a bit of one the other. Melilum, it says, tzeduki in a bikachav. A tzeduki, sad to see, is not like a non-Jew. Or pesach b'kunches. That's Rashi explains. Avakuti avikachavim. But akuti is like a non-Jew. The ksaba kutim ger arayisin, because he holds that the kutim weren't true. They were only converted because of lines. Comes out, so there's a contradiction. I'm going to love Yavna. From our sugya, it sounds like that they're Geri Emes, and the Ervin, it sounds like that they're Geri Arayas, that they were only from because of the lines. They weren't true converts. But says to me, however, our koch eiv shlemi kipesh akunches. So what Taisa says is that you can't explain, anyways, like the way Rashi explains in Ervin, that Gamliel of Yavna holds that the Kutim were Geri Arayas from lions. Because the Gamliel the Yavna, Isle Behedya, we find explicitly in Paragam of the Gittin of Yodam and Av, the Geri Emesin, that holds they were true converts. Shehech Sheged, because he validates a divorce document, Sheed of Eda Kutim, that are Kutte witnesses. So you see clearly that they're Geri Emes. And that's why he holds that. That they were kosher, and then they have to go ahead and say that they're forbidden. Now, what's bothering Taisus now is that L'chayr, the words in Lil of Yavne in the Mishnah Ervin, you have to explain where he says Tzeduki is not like Oyev Kachavim. Sounds like that the Kuti is like Oyev Kachavim, but that's not understandable because we have to say that the Shchutis Kuti was possible. Obviously, Mekadin, it is kosher that they're Geri Emes. So why are you saying that the Kuti cannot? He makes a forbidden to carry in the Chatzim. So it says Taisus that v'yinu yichayin lafarish. We could have explained avakuti avikachavim. So why is he like avikachavim? Mishum deina might be erev, because he just doesn't agree to the halachas of erev. And the hainan nami tamid and tana kama. That's also the reason tana kama. The asar that says v'ben shure meir who that remake and muchasim megemara, because obviously over there in the gemara. And Remeir Islay Hasam, Remeir actually holds over there the Kutim Geri Emesin, that they're true Gerim. So obviously, if a Kuti would be problematic, it's because not Moed and Erev, even the Geri Emes, that's how he explained for him a little too. But since it's Avakasha, what's difficult is Kivin Lukulam Kuti Oiser. Since, okay, saying everyone agrees that a Kuti is problematic, Avakav the Geri Emesin, even if they're true converts, Mkain of Tazak is Mabo, Lachadish Rabbam, and Rabbasi. So what are they, Mimachadish Awesome, Abid Kachav and Gamurim, that would say, oh, they consider as full fledged non Jews, Levatal Rishus, Avalitin Rishus, that the Halach is that they make it problematic on the Jews, that they can't just nullify their domain and give it. Until they actually rent from them, like a So the question is, why do they have to make such a gezeira? Tell me, according to everyone, that was the situation that they make it forbidden. Elias Shlomo says what you could say is like Gamliel. According to Gamliel, kuti nami in evikachavim. That no, actually, that he doesn't hold that a kuti is like a non-Jew. Ah, you're saying Utanan, Tzeduki, and Ebukachavim. The truth is, what then Lakutim? The truth is, Taisa is not like the way Rashi said. Same thing would be Vakutim, the Geri Emesin, even though they get the true converts. Vahay Yisvurim, the Geri Emesin. And so, that's saying is exactly what we find in our Sugya. That he holds his Kutim, Geri Emes. And that's why you have to make a takanda to say the Shechita is forbidden. So you understand what Rabbi Basra is saying, that in the beginning, so. Oh, you swear in the Geri Emes and Gamliel that okay, so they're true converts the way Gamliel holds. Until they made them into full fledged. Now Taisa says now Avagav the Rabbi Yechon the pasuk of Blessed Yaakov and Rabbi Blessed Yaakov lay polgatan the kama shaiser kuti. So you see in the days of Rabbi Yechon the halacha was already the kutim are like goyim regarding their ability to even battle their shos. So what's the chiddush of Bami Rabasi? Says Taisus, Bichanan Leibol Lifsa Kamaisa. He wasn't coming to rule like him. Elab Mashat Tzorach. Only what he needed. She is Shnei Israelim Oisim Zalzed. That the true Jews are making forbidden one the other. But not that he's totally considered like Gagoi. And that's when you're Rabbi Basi to say more than that. They were totally considering them as Oivde Kechav.
Next, says Master, begin with the words of the Gemara. Tzadikim Atzma LeKoshken. What I mean, if even the animals of Tzadikim, Hashem doesn't bring any takala that they should eat something forbidden, for sure the Tzadikim themselves. But Taisa says, Tim, it's a wonder because the Ashkechan we find Yehud ben Tabai that Shaharig Eid Zaymim, that he killed an Eid Zaymim
erroneously, repair kama the makas of him bays, and Rabbi Shmuel we find shakar vihita that he made a mistake that he actually tilted a candle, a lamp on Shabbos, violating Isra of Shabbos, repair kama the Shabbos of bays and bays. So how can we say that Hashem doesn't cause them any takala? But Imri says, no, the davka b'min achila. We're talking about here the specific things regarding eating. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe takal al yodah, and that Hashem does not bring them to stumble. Sheginayhu letzadik, because that's disgraceful for the righteous person. Sheichot va'esa, they eat something forbidden. Now, l'sform the garsi, but according to the sform that the gears of the ksubis of chachasim abeis, kabehelo ebed lakun al pib, that he ended up elevating, even he made a mistake because he saw they were giving him truma. He thought it was a coin, but really it was an ebed of a coin. Hashta behemdah shel tzaddikim v'chul, and the Gemara says, wow, how could that be? If the animals are righteous, don't stumble for sure, not a tzaddik. What do you mean? But that was not a mistake. He didn't do anything regarding eating. But it says, because he's going to bring to prohibited eating. Because Shemachal Bas Yisrael, what's going to end up happening is that he's going to feed the Jewish woman, Shanisis Leh, that was married to him, Bitruma with Truma, and Vu Evid, but he's really Evid, but Kedushin doesn't really have Kedushin. So it is an Issa that's going to end up causing Achilas Issa, and therefore that's also part of the question. But it says, Mibrev's from the Gersin Leh, most texts don't have this, and the reason is because he can't ask. The truth is, it's really only a disgrace when the tzaddik himself is going to eat the issa. But you're right, it's not relevant, and therefore that the Gemara would not ask it over there. That says, wait a second, meaning what happened was that he came and they were off a day in Babel. They didn't know when Eretz Yisrael, actually they made a day later, and Yom Kippur was actually supposed to be a day later, and they thought it was already Yol of Tishrei, and Babel already eating, and he says, how sweet are the dishes of the Babylonians on the great day of Yom Kippur, and must have been many tzaddikim in Babel at that time, and that's regarding Achilles Issa. And so the Avi Pesachim, of Kuf of Maveis, Rabbi Yirmer Ba'abba, Ikla and he made a mistake for Tom Kohen Avdol, he ate before Abdullah. Avagav de Misasa v'Asker, even though the Gemara tells us that that's a death of strangulation, and you see it's an issa regarding eating. So it says, Nahasim Achilas Heteru, those two cases, what they were eating was kosher, was permitted. El Sha'ichel B'Shahasur, just eating at a time that's permitted, that's not the same disgrace. Now, Ubereshus Rabba, what do you do with a medrash that Gersinon Gabe Reb Yirmiya, the Shadol Reb Zeru, that he sent Reb Zeru Kakol de Peri, a basket of fruits, Bein Din Ladin, from one to the other, each one was relying on the other one, and he sent it to me. He thought he's going to separate trumas and mice, and he didn't, and he ate in a state of untyped produce. So, well, that's something that's prohibited. But says to me, how who uvda isa b'mesechta shkolam? The truth is, the Gemara shkolam davches brings this story. But Kamala Reb Zeir actually says on this, you're right. If the early ones are like angels, anikavah inish, we're like people. And if the early ones are like people, anikachamay, we're like donkeys. We're not even like the donkeys or pinchas b'yar. I mean to say, you're right. It used to be the animals even wouldn't stumble, and we are worse than their animals, and we even stumble. Which, there's Shita Mekubetz is actually there's a Ksaviad brings Rabbi Yisuf Tiritz the Gabi Yehuda Ben Tava Rabbi Shmuel Le Parach Hashtu Bem Nishal Zadikim Shepashu Lefisha Shalchu Mishnasim. They forgot their teaching. The Minim Makas Ein Edim Zayim Yorgan Hashizum Akulam Shabbos Nan Lo Yikul Aranir. So this would be another possible answer.